Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about how to deal with a gift that just doesn't work out, whether perhaps it doesn't fit, whether or not you just don't like it. Perhaps it's inappropriate for you. We have ideas. We also have consumer tips about returns tonight. And, of course, we'd like to hear what those gifts are. I'd love to hear your stories at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guests are Tam Hushley. She is a personal shopper. Also, we have with us Lucinda Anderson-Hughes, the frugal socialite. Okay, so Tam, the worst gift that you've ever received, and how did you handle it?
Probably a dress that wasn't really cute.
But okay, so, but wait a minute, hold on now. We're talking about Tam Hushley now, and so as a result, you know, as a personal shopper, you're not cute is the next woman's. Oh, that's a bad dress,
yeah,
girl. So what was wrong with this dress?
It just wasn't me. You know, I don't want to necessarily say it wasn't cute. It just wasn't me. I wouldn't wear it. And so what I did was she's my friend. So, you know, we have that relationship. And I think it's very important what she said before is to consider the relationship before you approach any of these situations. And so I said, girl, you know, I ain't wearing no mini dress. I said, but I appreciate you giving me and even taking the time to go to the mall. So presentation is everything when you're approaching these things. And so I said, can I go check? You be mad? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, so I think it's just a way that as long as you express your gratitude and, you know, you have that relationship, I do understand that there are some situations that are very sensitive and you got to take those on a case by case basis. And some things you may just have to, like you said, just keep it.
Mm. What about you,
Save
Lucinda? Worst gift you've ever received.
Okay. So I have some relatives that really like to shop thrift stores and you can find a lot of treasure in thrift stores, and I have, but they seem to do the ones that are kind of thrift stores on the side of the road that were re-gifted from somebody else's thrift store or something like this.
Wow.
And so they buy, like, really large items that you need to display in the home and then come over and look for it. And so that is really difficult because after a few years, I have probably 2 crates of these kinds of items.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, that's really, really difficult. But again, it's all about sensitivity.
So what do you do? Do you pull them out, you know, before they show up for the holidays?
Well, I have been known to do that. I definitely have. But also, again, there is always somewhere in your home that you can put something or on your desk. So, for instance, maybe that really hideous coffee mug collection that you were presented with works really well on your desk at the office. It holds pencils. You put some peppermints in one of them. You know, you have them kind of spread throughout. And then, again, I love taking pictures. So when you have a picture of someone taking a snicker out of that coffee cup and you send it to that gift person, it means the world to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just get creative with it.
Yeah.
Now, well, I've mentioned this story before, and I think I have really, I have the trophy for the absolute worst gift ever. And it was interesting because it was obviously a re-gift. And it was from someone that I really wasn't close to. It was, and it stood about 12 inches tall, maybe 18 inches or something like that. And it was a Harley Davidson motorcycle with a rider on it inside a rotating musical snow globe.
Whoa.
I don't ride motorcycles, so I just found, I mean, it had to be the worst gift of all, and certainly too hideous, too absolutely hideous to re-gift. And I just found the whole thing just really interesting, because I don't think it was because they wanted to show me any kind of love. They were like, we got to get rid of this thing. And so, let's definitely go look, let's get rid of it. But you know what, Lucinda? Mentioned something that was really interesting. And there's also been a lot of discussion on social media and in some of the newspapers of late about buying gifts from thrift stores. Good or bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea to shop at a thrift store if that's your personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like she said, you can go into some nice thrift stores and find some great bargains and find some great items. But I personally would not go in a thrift store and buy someone a gift from a thrift store, because I want them to be able to, if they can't wear it, I want them to be able to return it and to get their size or their color, whatever it is. So in the thrift store, you're not going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Lucinda? Idea? Thought about that?
I totally agree with that. The only time that I would gift a thrift store gift is with my buddy who normally goes to the thrift stores with me, because they could appreciate getting that Ferragamo suit. They just want the brand, and they don't really care where you got it from, and it's an activity that you do together anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You put out there thrift stores, but I also want to add on stores that are going out of business. Especially at the end of the year, there are lots of chains that start closing stores, and you get phenomenal deals. The problem with that is that the gift recipient can't make a return. And so then you run into what Pam said. You can't really present them a way to change the gift. Mm-hmm. So when you are buying things at a final sale or thrift store, or, you know, even if you're shopping at a bazaar, a charity bazaar, because you are supporting that nonprofit, make sure that you really know your recipient, so that if they don't like it, you know, they don't feel backed into a corner because they can't do anything about it.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about giving away, or what to do with your gifts the day after Christmas. Do you re-gift them? How do you return them? Some consumer tips to make sure that you're able to return them. Let me go to back to the phone lines. Do we have her online? Because she's... Okay. There she is. Truma. Truma, calling from New Jersey. Truma, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? And turn your radio down for me, please.
I'm doing it now.
Thank you so much.
I was calling because I wanted to know if giving gift cards better option than just giving a gift, to avoid all the hassle of deciding what to, you know, what gift to give.
I'd
like to know.
I think gift cards are great, but I think that you got to know the person, because you have some people who think that gift cards, that just meant that you didn't have time to go. You just went to the local 7-Eleven, you know, or some grocery store and just picked out a gift card. But I love gift cards because I'm able to just go and get exactly what I want. So I think, again, you have to really think about, you know, the person, and think about, you know, what do they really like? If they've already told you that they don't like gift cards, or that, you know, it's you didn't put any time into, you know, going to shop, then I think, you know, you should stay away from gift cards. But I love gift cards.
Is there any danger or risk of buying a gift card, Lucinda? Because I know that last year, there were a lot of consumer reports about people buying gift cards and they not being as secure as we would hope that they were. And sometimes you give a gift card, you put some money on it in some kind of way, that money is gone when the person opens the gift.
And that is a problem. One of the things that is a must when you present a gift card is to present the receipt. And I know that can be sometimes kind of tight, because you may have purchased it at CVS on the way to the party, and you don't want that person to know.
Mm-hmm.
However, If you present a gift card with a receipt that shows that it was paid for and it was legitimate, then you have somewhere to stand with the store. Because at that point, it's the store's responsibility to either give you another gift card of the same value or do something else. I have actually gotten gift cards from close relatives that I know were well-meaning. I know they paid for them. Once I went to use them, it said zero. But I didn't have the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through a lot to then contact the relative, let them know. They had to go back through their receipts or their credit card bills. And depending on the amount of the gift card, it's not worth it. In my case, I got two $100 gift cards from the same person, and they didn't work, and they were American Express. So what I would say is definitely make sure that you buy gift cards from very secure retailers that are not in danger of going out of business, because once they are going out of business, they won't accept the gift card. And American Express truly is a full-service company. When I called them, they put a tracer on the card, and they helped with finding information, and they offered me some courtesy options that I wouldn't get if I think, you know, it was just a generic gift card from another kind of retailer.
What kind of options did they offer you? Because I think that's good information to know.
Well, they offered to send me a courtesy gift card that was only $25, but when you look at it, I was out of 100. At least if I got 25, I could do something. And they really just bent over backward and gave a lot of customer service. So I really stick with American Express gift cards. And then when you are giving people gift cards, lots of times you're helping them to replenish their budget after Christmas.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we all overspend, you know, at the holidays. We travel, we go out, we go to unexpected parties. People give us unexpected gifts, so we always want to be ready. Well, if you end up getting $100, $200 in gift cards that are like money because they're American Express or MasterCard or Visa, you don't need to have money to go to get gas, to go to the grocery store, to do things that your wallet is strapped for.
Mm. Yeah.
So they become an extension of your budget.
I also want to add this about gift cards, too. Retailers are banking on consumers buying gift cards. Consumer reports will tell you that 25% of all gift cards are not redeemed. And so they're either lost. People still, you know, have them sitting around the house, you know, and just never use them. And so I say that if you do have gift cards, keep them all together and say, okay, I need to use this within the next 30, 60 days. Because after that, you know, you just kind of out of sight, out of mind. And you end up, you know, just not. And that's of course, is income already to the retailer. So they're excited that you're buying all these gift cards and they're banking on you not using them.
That's amazing. One more thing for Truma before we let her go. Years ago, there was this thing about gift cards expiring, and then a lot of the gift card companies kind of got out of that. Are there still gift cards that expire?
No, I don't know of any gift cards. And like she said, I only will buy gift cards from reputable, reputable stores or places. I wouldn't usually get a gift card from somebody who may be, you know, just a smaller store that you may, you know, they not be in business a year from now or so. And so that's just go Visa, go American Express, you know, go one of those. So that way you always have a customer support line. But I don't think cards expire.
Okay, thank you so much.
Go ahead. A note on that one. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There was an act that was passed on gift cards through the Federal Trade Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And any gift certificate or gift card that's issued after August 22nd, 2010, cannot expire for 5 years, but the gift card issuer can still attach an inactivity fee if the card has not been used within 12 months.
Wow. Now, how much are we talking about with an inactivity fee?
Well, it varies per retailer. Most of them that I've seen go from $5 to maybe $10 per year.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to look at the fine print.
Absolutely. Because I would imagine with a $50 gift card and you're holding on to it for 5 years, and that's a $5 or $10 fee at the end of 5 years, it expires because he used it up.
Yeah.
Truma, thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call, and happy holidays to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about regifting, returning, and what to do about the gift that you don't like. How do you tell someone? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about gifts the day after Christmas. What do you do about the gift that just doesn't work out? We have ideas. We have consumer tips for you. We would like also to hear from you about the gifts that you receive that you don't plan to keep and why. My guests, of course, are Tam Hush Lee. She is a personal shopper. We also have, of course, Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Got another story. Okay. And so, and this is for the guys, because, and we're going to talk about that again. You know, earlier we were talking about shopping, you know, at in a thrift store. And I remember this was many, many years ago. There was a lady I was seeing at the time. We had been, you know, dating for, you know, more than a year, and I knew her very well. I went to an antique store, and because she liked antiques, and I found an old beat up Lincoln rocker, but it was beat up, but you know, the bones were good and the springs were good, and I had it reupholstered for her, and in, you know, and had it, you know, waxed up and the whole lot, and you know, gave it to her, you know, as a Christmas gift. And the sister and I, we remain great friends today, and she still has it. And so I think, you know, Lucinda and Tam, when you talk about whether you're going to a thrift store or something like that, or perhaps going to an antique store, it's so important to know the person to whom you are giving something, because there are always little treasures that, mm-hmm. you know, that can be found, particularly in antique stores. You know, if you have, you know, I mean, if you look like Tam or if you look like Lucinda, then you spend a lot of time in the mirror. And that's really.
Where are my shade glasses? Where are
my shade? Harold does not dress the best.
Exactly. Also. Exactly. You guys should see what he has on right now.
Yeah, that's right. And so,
I already know.
And so, you know, and so why not? You know, if you have somebody that, you know, just loves themselves, hey, why not get them, you know, a great mirror, whether it's, you know, whether it's something that you find in a discount store or in a thrift shop, you may be able to find, you know, great deals, but certainly that's my contribution. But my question is, and I'll start with Tam on this, because, you know, as a social media queen that she is, you know, we see, you know, interaction that you have with, you know, with your husband. And so I'm just wondering, you know, how many gifts has he purchased that put him on the couch? and what do you recommend for husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, mates, about dealing with those delicate situations?
Yeah, well, it's funny. He has me down to a science now, but that was a process. That was a process. So there were a couple of bags I remember him buying me, and they were really small. It was just one Gucci bag that I wanted. It was really small. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to sound ungrateful, but, you know, I'm not a small girl, so I like big bags, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. And so I took the bag back, and oh, boy. It was such a drama in my house. Like, oh my goodness. He said, well, I wanted you to have that bag. And so he thought I was being ungrateful because I took the bag back. And he's like, I'm not buying you anything anymore. I'm like, babe, really? Really? And so we had to have a couple of talks about that. But now we're okay because I had explained to him, I am super grateful for you buying me the bag, but don't you want me to love it? And this was an expensive bag. So I want to love the things that he buys me. I want to wear them. I want him to see me wearing them. And so I think it's just better to be honest about it. But you have to be really sensitive in the way that you deliver what you're saying. Like, honey, I appreciate all the hard work that you guys are doing, mm-hmm. you know, and that I appreciate, you know, the time that you took, but I just really wanted a bigger one.
But but speaking from the man's perspective, because yeah. obviously you didn't have any other bags before.
Absolutely, you absolutely.
This was the very first bag, right? Why not, like the other guy who called earlier about his daughter's gifts, why not just take one for the team to make him happy?
Well, you know what? I have a rule in my head, and I don't know if the ladies will agree with me, but okay. I have a rule in my head that if it's a luxury item where I feel like he spent a decent, you know, like a good amount of money on it, then I think it's worth me saying something because I really want to get my money's worth out of this item. Like a bag like that, you got to love it. You got to love it. You can't spend $1,200 and $1,300 and not love what you have. Now, if it was a pair of pajamas or something, then mm-hmm. I could suck it up and just wear it. You know, it's like, okay, all right, he went to
the mall. Cat in the Hat pajamas, you're
yeah,
good.
Then it's okay. But, you know, because he's going to see me wearing the bag. He's going to not see me wearing the bag. And so I want to make sure that, you know, I'm really, really getting, you know, my money's worth and spending his money accordingly. So I think it's worth, you know, me just saying, hey, and during that lesson, he then learns me. He learns exactly what I want. And so what good am I doing by keeping closed mouths, you know, lip sealed, and every year he think he's batting 100 when he's really not? Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing here?
Okay, so Lucinda, your thoughts about that?
I definitely have similar stories, and there was one suit in my past that I never wore, and every time we were going out, he'd say, oh, I know what you can wear, that beige suit. And I was thinking, oh, my God, not this suit again. Can he forget that he bought me this suit?
What was wrong with the suit?
Well, it actually was a really great suit, but it was the style. It was one of the long coat jackets and kind of wide leg pants.
A duster. You had a duster
exactly.
jacket with
I don't want to say, is it bolero? That's not the right word.
Well, bolero, mm-hmm.
The wide leg pants. Yeah. Awesome suit. But I am only 5'4" and a half. So that suit could be carried so well on a lady who's like 5'7", 5'8", mm-hmm. because it just flows and hangs properly. So that was a point of contention in the household until I bought a suit that I thought was the bomb diggity, and he never wore it.
Oh.
So that was very interesting.
Less alone.
Now, that got regifted because his relative always saw that suit hanging up, and he, you know, would never give him the suit because I gave it to him.
Did the suit have like 8 buttons on it or something?
No, it was just like a mustard color. It was really fly, and he wears a lot of colors, so I didn't see what the problem was. But
well, I do. Mustard colored suit.
Well, you know,
I mean, unless it's gray poupon or something like that, I don't know. There was just no way.
But, you know, his brother took the suit and ran with it, and that suit has been in so many pictures, and it really looks good on him. But, you know, it is very delicate. And the thing about men buying gifts, for a lot of men, they just don't wine and dine women. They don't fall all over women in that way. So when the gift is presented, it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Because there are probably a lot of other women who wanted a gift and who are hanging on and stalking, and they didn't even get a gift from McDonald's.
They hope to get a gift, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was my situation where I knew that he just didn't do all of that. So anything he did for me was like extra special. But if you're in an intimate relationship with someone or they're a very close relative, you can talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can let them know.
Yeah.
And looking back over it, I should have just said, I love the color of this suit. I love the style of this suit, but I look like a munchkin. So let's go back to filing statement.
Yeah.
And get something that's more appropriate. And you come with me so we can do it together.
Oh.
That's what I should have done.
Well, yeah, I like that idea, too. I think it's also important to verbally give the approval to your spouse that it's okay. Like, this just happened to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. I bought my husband an overnight bag. He needed it really bad. And so I'm all excited about this bag. I think I was probably more excited than he was. And he pulled it out, and they had a large version. They had a small version. So I got the small version, okay? Because he's a light packer.
Okay.
And so he took the bag out, and he's like, oh, I guess you didn't want me to stay away from you for like for one day or something. So,
it's not an overnight bag. It's an afternoon bag.
Right? So when he said that, I looked, and because I know my husband, I saw his look like, how do I tell her that this bag is too small after she's so excited? And so I read his look, and I said, babe, it's okay. I said, they did have a larger version. I said, and I was kind of toying around, you know, and I said, but if you like the larger one, it's okay. We can take it back. And he said, yeah, I think I want to stay away for like two days maybe, not one. So yeah, but just, you know, if I hadn't said that, or if I had this stern look on my face, then he would have kept the bag and not really enjoyed it or utilized it as much. And so because I gave him that verbal yes, he's like, we're going back to the store.
Maybe you should change the name of this show to The Marriage Dynamic with Tam and Lucinda.
We can.
Yeah,
we have a lot of stories.
Without Absolutely. A doubt. Real quick, Lucinda, I only have about 30 seconds. Final tip for anyone who is talking about either, you know, taking something back where it does involve, you know, money. What do they need to know when they go to the store?
They need to be prepared for disappointment. And I don't want to be negative, but it is just a time of year where retailers are getting back a lot of their sales, you know, in returns. And they generally will not budge on giving you the full price of that item if you don't have a receipt. So go in with an open mind, and lots of times it's better to exchange instead of return, because you can preserve the value of the gift and still get something that's decent quality.
That makes a lot of sense. Real quick, what's your website again, Lucinda?
The website is www.frugalsocialite.com, which is being redone.
Okay.
So it's better to hit me up on Facebook. It looks a lot better.
All right. Oh, there you go. And Tam, for you, how can they find you again?
You can find me at lovehushboutique.com. And on social media, I am at Boutique Hush for all things fashion.
All right. Tam Hushley and Lucinda Anderson Hughes. Many happy returns of the day. Thank you both so very much. And again, happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, December 26th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at on Harold Fisher WHUR, on Twitter at H Fisher WHUR, and of course, Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM.